It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning, Josh?
Doing good. I'm trying to recover from the weekend I had.
Yeah, wild weekend?
Well, there was a Veterans Pheasant Hunt in Granite Falls Saturday morning.
How'd that go?
It was fun. There was about 60 people there. They gave away three guns.
And a few pheasants?
I think I shot at least four.
Okay.
You know, so. our group got 19 out of 20 birds. So. Okay. It was good.
So they're out there, huh?
Yep. Well, it was the Minnesota Heartland Preserve,
right. You got pheasants.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Saturday night was a class reunion, 20-year class of 99.
All right.
Yellow Medicine East.
That was probably a wild one.
Yeah. There was about a fourth of the class that showed up, but we had a large class and, we had a lot of smart people, so they've, moved away from the area.
They think they're smart.
Well, no, we had a lot of 4.0 students.
Yeah.
It was surprising. And then Sunday I had...
I wasn't one of them, by the way.
You weren't one? You're a little older than I am.
Yeah, I wasn't a 4.0 student.
I mean. Oh, neither was I.
Okay. More like a 2.0.
I was a 3.6 student.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, I was about a 3-point-something, but
yeah.
Never quite cut that 4.0 stuff.
I barely made the top third of the class, so.
Well, glad you had a good time.
Yeah. And,
all right.
Sunday was recovery day.
Yeah. And watched the Vikings win.
Yeah, for the most part.
Pretty good game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Right. Well, let's salute a veteran today,
shall we? Today we're saluting Corporal Morris Dean Melby. Morris was born on June 23rd, 1925 in Canby and passed away 84 years and a day later on June 24th, 2009. He entered active duty on November 2nd, 1945 in the U.S. Army Air Force Ordnance School in Kearns, Utah. Was honorably discharged 13 months later on December 21st, 1946 at Fort Lewis, Washington. He was a radio operator with a headquarters detachment in the Pacific Theater, the United States Army. Some medals and ribbons that he earned, he was an Army Air Force Air Crew Member Badge. He was a marksman with the M1 carbine rifle. He was received the World War II Victory Medal, the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Morris, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Yep. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. Should be everywhere. Well, let's talk about our topic today, electronics health records.
Yes. The VA is sharing electronic health records. Veterans will not have to fill out paperwork to share health information with their local non-VA providers. This article was written by Hans Peterson, came out on October 1st, and I found it on two places. I found it on VA's Vantage Point blog, which is blogs.va.gov, as well as wearethemighty.com, which is a military and veterans-related website. Discusses how VA will automatically and securely share veterans' health care records with their designated community for providers. It'll soon be easier for veterans to get VA health care to your community without paperwork. As of January of 2020, veterans won't have to provide a signed written authorization for VA to release your electronic VA health information to a participating community care provider. VA will automatically begin sharing your health information with participating community care providers using the Veterans Health Information Exchange. Electronic system is secure and safe. This change will make it easier for your healthcare teams to make better decisions about your healthcare and can also help you be safer, especially during emergencies. There's no action that the veterans need to take, so if you're okay with VA sharing your electronic patient information with your community care provider, you don't have to do a thing. The information will be shared automatically. But there is a form to opt out of electronic sharing. If you don't want to share your information electronically, you must submit a VA Form 10-10164, opt out of sharing form. And I can be glad to help with anybody who wishes not to do that. There's no deadline to submit this opt-out form. You can submit it any time. VA will share your information until you submit the form. So they'll They'll share information. Unless you don't want them to, then you have to let them know in writing.
Well, so having your information shared is kind of handy, because otherwise every time you go to a different clinic or something, you have to fill out all the forms all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yep, and we've all had that thing in the clipboard in the waiting room where we've had to fill out stuff. And
my writing is hard to read, so.
I always, well, a buddy once told me that my handwriting is like a five-year-old with a crayon. And I've kind of taken that as my own, as a word, as a badge of honor. You know, that's why I...
That's why I type just about everything.
Exactly, yeah. Me too.
It's bad news, I'll tell you.
Yes. Okay. All right. When I was deployed in 2003, my parents could tell the kind of mood I was in when I was writing the letters, because, you know, if I was happy, you know, they could read my writing better. If I wasn't, they could tell I was writing really fast and rigorous, and it was hard to read. And
they can't tell when you type it, so.
That's right.
That was more of an emotional letter if it was handwritten, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
You can return that opt-out form at any VA medical center. Just visit the Release of Information office. You can submit it by mail. I actually have the fax number to the St. Cloud Release of Information office, so it makes things a lot more convenient. Change your mind, no problem. You can change your mind and share your health care record with your participating community provider. All you got to do is complete and return a VA form 10-10163. Opt in for sharing. 10163 is to opt in. 10164 is to opt out. So that makes it kind of convenient. You can also still ask VA to share your information with participating community care providers by fax or mail service. For veterans living abroad, you don't have to do anything. VA only shares health information with participating community care providers who treat you in the United States. If you plan on receiving care in the U.S. from a VA or a participating community care provider, then you need to opt out by submitting your 10164 if you don't want to share your health care information. If you don't share your information, it will not affect your VA healthcare or your relationship with your VA healthcare provider. To learn more about the health information sharing, or to download and print the 10164, the 10163 forms, opt out and opt in forms, you can go to va.gov/VLER. Contact a Release of Information office at your local VA medical center. You can contact my office, and I can help you complete these forms. And, of course, there's a Veterans Linkage Line with information as well.
What would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse, garden, as you like to call it.
Still green.
Still green.
For now.
Some leaves are changing colors, but it's, slowly but surely.
Right.
You know, but there is a nip of fall in the air, and I kind of like
be,
that.
It could be a little white by the end of next week.
Don't say
nothing
that.
Serious.
Nothing
so.
Yet. But, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Any other things we need to highlight today?
Actually, I do have to mention that next Monday we'll be closed for the day.
It's a holiday of some sort. I see it's marked red on my calendar.
Oh, well, it's not a holiday for county employees, but I will be taking that day off.
Okay. What holiday is that? Anyway, October 14th.
Columbus Day.
Oh, Columbus Day. That's it. Okay. That's one of those kind of non-holiday holidays.
Yep. Some offices are closed. Some are open. We'll be open.
All right.
But my office, will be closed. So I just want to mention that.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, thank you, Josh.
Yep. Thank you.
By the way, I wanted to mention today is Be Bald and Free Day. We were supposed to salute all of our bald friends and relatives today, so.
Oh.
So I salute you.
Well, thank you.
And Terry. I forgot to mention him earlier.
It was kind of funny. At our 20-year reunion, there were at least four of us that shave our heads.
Okay.
And, three of which, were the cool kids. And they all came up to me, and we all agreed, bald is beautiful.
It is. It is, especially today on Be Bald and Free Day.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Yep, thank you.
See you again next week.
Sounds good.
Okay. Josh Bettig, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. Vets Info on the Air this morning. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.